the Fan, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, After Hours, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Taking you up till 5 o'clock, the warm-up show. Al, Jerry comes your way at that time. And, of course, Boomer and Geo at 6. Evan and Tiki in the midday. The Carton Show with Chris McMonagle coming your way in the afternoons. And then I'll have you again After Hours after Rutgers basketball, which I think is Recco. So, really, it's Lugie into Recco, not literally, of course, but just the show, and then it'll be Recco into Lugie later. So that's kind of what we're doing here. So Recco, and of course, doing double dipping, as I am as well. Couple of NFL things I want to hit on here. Travis Kelce doesn't know his future. Of course he does. He's just going to tell you it on his podcast. He's not going to tell the media. He's going to sit there with his extremely famous girlfriend or fiance now, and he's going to tell you on the podcast. He's not going to answer questions from the Kansas City Gazette on whether or not he's going to retire or not. Now, I personally don't think he's going to retire. I still think they're going to do the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding at the halftime of the Super Bowl when the Chiefs are there next. But Travis Kelce's not going to let you know unless he's going to get engagement from it and clicks and views, because that's the Kelce's. And it's smart. I mean, Travis Kelce is very smart and realizes, you know, what's good for business. And what's good for business is to announce what you're doing next season on your podcast. So I expect him and Taylor Swift to do that together at some point. The other one is Phillip Rivers. I'm not saying there's reports that Phillip Rivers could be a candidate for head coach. I'm not saying that Phillip Rivers can't be a great head coach. I wouldn't hire him if I'm the Giants, because I've already laid out the fact that I need a guy with experience, and I don't want to bring in somebody basically off the couch who then was a quarterback for a couple weeks and now is going back to the couch and is going to be a head coach. But boy, Phillip Rivers is one of these guys that don't want to be home. And I get it. You got 12 kids. Like, he strikes me as a guy that when he's driving home from work, he checks for the traffic. You know, if you have Waze or whatever app that you use. I haven't had a car in years, so I'm not up to speed on every single app, but I know Waze is one of them. He's one of these guys that probably looks for traffic on the ride home. Like, how do I avoid getting back to my house? I mean, this guy was basically out of retirement. He comes in to be the quarterback of the Colts, and now it's like he wants to be a head coach. When you have 55 kids, I don't blame him. And he might, look, he's got the type, he's got it between the years. He had a borderline Hall of Fame career. You like the idea of him being a quarterback and mold a young quarterback. But if I'm the Giants, I'm staying as far away from that as humanly possible. And as far as Zach Taylor goes, if you missed it, Myles Garrett breaks the single-season sack record, and the refs stopped the game to acknowledge Garrett. Well, Zach Taylor, after the game, was all, you know, up in arms about it because, well, my team is fighting for its life here, a couple minutes left in the game. Zach, take a walk. Take a long walk. Your team stinks. Win more games and we'll care, and we won't stop the game for 20 minutes to celebrate Myles Garrett. It's the only thing that mattered in that game. So if you're going to have a big problem with it, then win more games. And maybe they won't stop it because you weren't fighting for your lives. The season's been over. The season's been long over. And you better hope your quarterback wants to stick around. Because Joe Burrow all year has sounded like a guy that, and I don't think it's that he wants to go to the fashion industry. I don't think it's anything like that. I don't think he's got his bags packed for Milan or he wants to leave the NFL a la Andrew Luck. But Joe Burrow at times this year has sounded like a guy that's unhappy with the Bengals and Cincinnati. And I've heard, you know, yeah, could he come to the Jets and be the next Broadway Joe? Yeah. And I don't think Joe Burrow wouldn't want to be the Jets quarterback because it is New York City. Now, the guy doesn't have a problem getting a date on a Saturday night anyway, but it would obviously be a lot easier in New York than Cincinnati. Maybe I'll ask somebody that off air. But yeah, that it's a little bit easier. A little bit easier, I would think, in New York to corral than it would be in Cincinnati. That's number one. That's number one. And number two, fashion in New York. I mean, look around. Some people inadvertently have great fashion. And I'll notice that on the subway home here as I try to trek back to Kew Gardens in about an hour. But also, you're the quarterback of the Jets, a New York team, and you could be the next Broadway Joe. So if I'm Zach Taylor, and he might get fired, who knows? We'll see if Stefanski gets fired. I don't know what's going on with Harbaugh. We don't know all the candidates that are going to be out there. But when I hear stuff like that, I just, Zach Taylor, no thanks. Based on the guys that are available right now, 4:06 in the morning, to me, the number one candidate for the Giants, and he's going to get an interview, the guy I would hire is Mike McCarthy. He's won a Super Bowl, beat Tomlin in the Super Bowl. He's made the playoffs with two different teams. He has a 608 winning percentage, 174 and 112, 12 playoff appearances. He's made the playoffs as recently as 2023, and he has 11 seasons with double-digit wins. That is a great resume. What the Giants need is a CEO. They need an adult in the room. They need the guy that could come in here and handle everything that a head coach has as far as responsibilities. I don't want the hotshot coordinator. The Giants have been down that road. Yeah, you might get Liam Cohen. You might get Ben Johnson. But you might not. Because just the fact that you're a great coordinator doesn't automatically equal being a great head coach. It doesn't. We've seen a lot. Spags, Hall of Fame coordinator, horrible head coach. North Turner, tremendous offensive coordinator, wasn't a great head coach. Brian Daboll, I think could be a coordinator. I pitched earlier the Jets bringing him in as an OC, and he wants to get back in the game. The Raiders reportedly want to bring him in along with Brian Flores. So Tom Brady must think highly of Brian Daboll, and I think Brian Daboll with a young quarterback, Josh Allen, Jackson Dart, as an OC, that's a great fit for him. Bobby Sala, when he's not coloring his beard and texting Beningo, he is a great defensive coordinator. Is he a good head coach? He wasn't with the Jets. It's a risk, and it's a risk that the Giants can't take. They have to go, yes, the safe route. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with bringing in a guy like Mike McCarthy, who has proven in multiple spots that he can win games year in and year out? And I know a lot of people in our audience are Cowboy fans, and when they hear Mike McCarthy's name, they want to throw up. Well, Lugie, bad clock management. Really? Won 12 games basically every year. So he managed the clock pretty well in the games that he won because he got to 12. The Giants can't get to 12 wins in six seasons combined. And the Cowboys are in a different situation. They want to win a Super Bowl. It's been decades. They are the laughingstock of the NFL when it comes to January. When it comes to January, now we won't have that joke this year, but it's always the running joke of the Cowboys get to January and they can't do anything. They do squadouche. So they want to win a Super Bowl. So just winning 12 games and getting there and losing in the first round, that's not good enough for them. Well, guess what? For what the Giants have been, that's not just good enough. That's great. And if Mike McCarthy in 5 years, if Mike McCarthy gets hired by the Giants, which is what I would do, and first of all, I think the Giants win 10 games next year with McCarthy because I don't think it's a roster issue. I don't think it's personnel. People think Joe Shane has done a bad job. I don't think so. I think Joe Shane has gotten better. I think his drafts have gotten better. I think this team has the roster to win games. Look at this season alone. Break down a lot of their losses. Denver, San Francisco come to mind immediately. Chicago, even with Dart getting hurt. Break down the schedule and say, now, if they had Sean McVay or McCarthy, we'll start with McCarthy, but even Tomlin, McVay, Reed, all the great coaches. And Mike McCarthy has a resume very similar to Mike Tomlin and Harbaugh, who people put on a pedestal over Mike McCarthy, which I don't understand. Not a knock on Tomlin or Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, but McCarthy has as good a resume as Tomlin. He hasn't always had he's had better quarterbacks than Tomlin. I understand that. And that's a testament to how great Mike Tomlin is. But just because Mike McCarthy's had great quarterbacks, he has still got to win. And he has. Look at the games the Giants have lost this year. With the right coaching, those would have been wins. They would have been in the playoffs. So next year, with another year of Jackson Dart, you know, learning in his sophomore season, with Neighbors back healthy, I assume they draft a quarterback, wide receiver in the first round. Scataboo back healthy. You cut a lot of the dead weight. Tay Banks, Evan Neal, Slayton. You get a kicker. Giants can win 10 games with Mike McCarthy. In fact, they would win 10 games because Mike McCarthy wins 11 seasons with double-digit wins, over a 600 winning percentage, 12 playoff appearances. And yet, I think a lot of Giant fans would scoff at this. And a lot of Cowboy fans, I've heard from you for weeks because I've been banging the drum for McCarthy. Oh, you can't. Clock management. Clock management? All right. I'll worry about the clock management because, again, 5 years from now, if Mike McCarthy doesn't win a Super Bowl and it's a lot of first, you know, wild card round exits, then we could have a different conversation. It could be like Tibbs with the Knicks. Remember where the Knicks were? I know it's hard to fathom, but at one point, the Knicks were, I don't know, the Jets? And it seemed hopeless, and everybody wanted Dolan to sell, and we said, oh, the Knicks will never win. as long as James Dolan is the owner of the Knicks. Well, the Knicks are winning right now, and James Dolan owns the team. They hired the right people, Leon Rose. They hired the right guy in Tibbs to build the program. And they felt like, this is the Knicks, and probably the players as well, that they had reached their ceiling with him. And they moved on. And they believe Mike Brown, in conjunction with the committee of coaches there, including a Rick Brunson and Leon Rose, that he is the guy to take the Knicks to the next level. And the Giants could follow the same exact formula. Now, maybe McCarthy wins the Super Bowl. And I know it's tough. A lot of, you know, you win a Super Bowl one team, doesn't always happen with another team. But he has made the playoffs in multiple spots. By the way, we don't know if Mike Tomlin can do that. He, in all likelihood, would. Harbaugh. John Harbaugh. Jim obviously has done it. We don't know if he can win and go to the playoffs with another team. Same thing with Stefanski. Everybody wants to make Kevin Stefanski out to be the next coming. His overall record's under 500. He doesn't nearly have the resume that Mike McCarthy has. Yet, those gentlemen are put on more of a pedestal, and Mike McCarthy is viewed as yesterday's news. Stinks. No good. Been there, done that. And based on what the Giants are right now, I don't know how, as a fan, and frankly, as an organization, how you could roll your eyes and dismiss winning 10 games, winning 12 games, and going to the playoffs. You know how many times the Giants have made the playoffs in the last 10, 15 years? You don't have to take your shoes off to count. So let's not lose sight of how horrible they've been. And let's figure out a way, much like the Knicks did, to build this franchise and program back up with the young franchise quarterback, with McCarthy has had, obviously, in two different stops and had success with both. Great success with Rodgers. Good success with Dak. He now has Jackson Dart. Do you believe in Jackson Dart? I do. I think he's the next great quarterback in the league. I think the Giants have the roster. A couple pieces here and there, wide receiver, somebody in the secondary. Depth, obviously an issue, but you build that through the draft. And I think Joe Shane is doing that. Like, I gave Joe Shane a B-plus grade overall. And I know people are pulling over on the side of the road. Idiot, you stink, you're ruining the station. Who hired you? And I don't have naked pictures of anybody. The architect, I don't have maybe of Al. I mean, we used to work together. It's possible. We shared a hotel room. But other than Al, I don't have naked photos of anybody. And I don't really know what Al is going to, I can't use Al as leverage. I mean, I'm getting zero leverage with naked Al Dukes photos. But Mike McCarthy, to me, is the guy to get this team where they need to be. He can win 10 games next year and get this team back into the playoffs. And Joe Shane, and I'm not hyperbolic, it's just my opinion, I'd give him a B+. All right? You don't like what I'm saying here. Quarterback. You like the quarterback? He drafted him. Dable identified him, but Joe Shane still signed off on it. You like the running back room and Tracy and Scat? You like Neighbors? You like this offensive line? Joe Shane has built it up. You like this defensive line? Joe Shane has built it up. They've underperformed. Scheme, coaching, to me, more the issue than the actual talent. Joe Shane has done that. It's the coaching that has failed him, and that's why he's staying. So, upper management is on my side. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Nick on the fan. What's up, Nick? Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, well, I don't know. I assume McMonagle's going to talk on the show. Who knows? I mean, he doesn't shut up anyway. I mean, basically, the first row passes out of oxygen deprivation when he does a show. But I assume will he ask Dolan questions? 5:30 coming up on the Carton Show? Will Chris McMonagle? I don't know. Maybe. I'm assuming he'll... Now, it depends, Nick. Like, what do you consider a question? Like, is how you doing a question? Oh, you do consider that. Oh, then he'll ask probably like two questions. How you doing?
Yeah, Loogie.
Yeah, well, Nick, we were having a conversation there. You didn't, the audience didn't hear you. I did. So we were just having a little bit of a chit-chat there. Nothing to be sorry about. We were having a great conversation there. You were about to compliment me and call me a generational talent. And you were great on Evan and Tiki. You're even better solo. I used to hate you because your voice is annoying. And now I love you. That's what you were going to say. You were going to get to that. But now you've decided to interrupt the conversation I was having with you. So if you want to chime in, I suppose you can. But we were having a great conversation with you, but really without you.
So, yes. Mike McCarthy is your top pick for the Giants?
It is.
Yeah. Do you have another choice or not?
No, because really, when you have a top pick, it's the top pick. So really, like, it's like having a best man. You have one best man. You don't have, like, best men. Like, you know, so I have my top guy. Now, what I will tell you, Nick, is that if other candidates become available or other head coaches become available, and we'll find that out tomorrow because a lot of guys are probably going to get fired, we can have a different conversation. Like, if John Harbaugh is available, sure. He goes right to the top of the list with McCarthy. I'm not putting Stefanski over McCarthy. Based on what, exactly? What has Kevin Stefanski done in the NFL as a head coach that puts him ahead of Mike McCarthy resume-wise?
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, he has. I think he's had one playoff win. Great, sign me up for that. That's really what I'm looking for. A guy has one playoff win to come here. I don't understand. I get it. He's younger, like that, and it's not an age thing. It's not ageism, but you feel like you have a little bit more prime years with a Stefanski who is in his early 40s. So if that's the mentality, fine. But Kevin Stefanski still has to prove that he is a great head coach. Great mind, great offensive mind, all well and good, but he's got to prove that he can be a great head coach, which he has not done in the NFL. And by the way, Nick, we'll get to your point, I don't know, sometime this century if you want to make one. Kevin Stefanski, you know why he's getting fired? Want to guess? Because they got rid of their quarterback. He had his guy and was not smart enough to keep him there. And that, of course, is Baker Mayfield. We know the Deshaun Watson fiasco, no, not the fault of the Browns, but has been a disaster. But they had Baker Mayfield. And if Baker Mayfield was the quarterback of the Browns right now, Stefanski would probably be the head coach. And he wouldn't even be available. Everybody loves Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell. Let's hire that guy. Really? Kevin O'Connell got rid of Sam Darnold, who's the one seed right now in the NFC, for J.J. McCarthy, who is awful. So that's the guy you want in here? Now, I know you have the quarterback. I know it's set, but is it? Is Kevin Stefanski the same guy that got rid of Baker Mayfield? Kevin O'Connell, who's not available, but if he was to be... And Kevin O'Connell, please wake me up when he wins a playoff game, by the way. He got rid of Sam Darnold, who is now on the team and is a big part of why is the one seed and the betting favorite. I wouldn't bet on him, but the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. O'Connell got rid of him. So if you bring in guys like that and they look at Jackson Dart and they say, I'm not sure, I want to go another direction, would you trust their evaluation of talent? I wouldn't. Because I'd be stunned if J.J. McCarthy is going to be good. Maybe, we'll see. It's the magic elixir. O'Connell has turned other guys, but, I mean, Nick Mullins put up better numbers. That's not, and I know, Sean McVay, if you're part of the Sean McVay tree, if Sean McVay's had a conversation with you, if he's gone on a double date with you, everybody wants to hire. That's why you got to hear Shula, he's his protege. Okay. Is Shula going to be a great coach in the NFL? Head coach? No idea. Don't want to run the risk, though. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Greg on the fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening?
I don't know if you remember, but I called in Evan and Tiki probably in like September, and you accidentally told them my name was James, but it's Greg in Mastic Beach. And just now, your producer double-checked with me my name, and he asked me if it was James. And I said, no, it's Greg.
Well, Greg, you know what it is? There's a reason for that, and it's I don't want to bore the audience with it. I can't think of anything funny off the top of my head, but there's a reason why we think you're James, and it's really not very interesting. But you are Greg.
Okay.
And what's in a name? But I mean, that is your name. So we want to call you Greg. And when, but
awesome.
here's really the deal, though.
I do have a question for you.
Well, that's fine. But we can whatever. What's the question? Do you have a cat, by the way, Jim? Greg? I almost called you Jim.
No, cat.
Because I am getting a cat, and I really need advice on it. Because number one, I don't want one. And really, I probably should have just divorced my wife, to be honest with you, instead of the cat.
I'm a therapist for a living, and I'd be happy to give you whatever kind of advice you want. But right now, I kind of just want to get to my question.
Yeah, we can get to your question in 1 second here. We got it all day. But how do I, now that I is there any way to just not get the cat at this point? Like, what do I tell her? Could I just be like, psych? Like, as a therapist, if like people that walk in and they go, boy, you know, our relationship's really hit the bricks here. Had we just not gotten a cat, we would be in good shape. Like, do you get a lot of cat problems, people? You know what
this
I mean?
This is you and your wife. This is you and your wife.
Well, hypothetically. No, well, hypothetical. Well, we're getting a cat, but I'm just saying hypothetically, if we were to get the cat to, like, you know.
Let's just pause and slow down and continue the discussion before we make a decision.
Is this where you charge me $100?
That would be my suggestion. If you don't want to get a cat, that would delay the process of getting the cat.
Well, we're already getting
opening it up to further discussion.
We're picking it up in a couple weeks.
Oh, so you're already...
Yeah, I'm screwed.
My advice is too late.
Mm. Yeah, so this is...
You don't have to pay me. No, I still just want to ask my question about football.
But wait a second, Greg. Is this one of those things... Let me ask you this. You're a therapist. People ask you questions. Is this your chance to kind of like ask other people questions? Because really, in a lot of ways, the sports talk host is a therapist. Or is this just more like a... You're just curious about...
No, Tommy, you hit the nail on the head. This is my therapy. I'm going through a divorce and WFAN and music and my friends and everything I need. Like, it provides the therapeutic equivalent of a therapist.
Greg, I was making light of a divorce stuff and you're getting divorced. I didn't mean anything of it. I mean, maybe it's a good thing. I have no idea. But just so you know, James, Greg, that I would never, like, I just sometimes just say stuff and it's no... I could always be a therapist. You could be my therapist. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to charge you, and I'm also not going to, like, give you an hour, though. So I can only get, I haven't even gotten a question
well,
yet, and you've wanted to
I
ask
have, So I have, here, I have maybe one proposition before my football question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I've recently come into some availability in the overnights. I have experience in radio production, and I want to intern at WFAN, so I just need some contact information to do overnight board op interning so I can just get to my job at 6 a.m. and punch the clock the rest of the day.
Oh, that's no problem, Greg. We'll put you on hold here and we'll get you with the people. If that's all you needed, then you should. Why didn't you just say so? You had me going on talking in circles here and all you wanted was a job or an internship? No problem. Not a problem. We'll put you on hold. We'll get you contacted with the right people. Not an issue. Fleegs, give him Marash's phone number and home address. Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jerry in West Islip. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, congratulations on your promotion, Logie.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, so here's my theory. I got two questions. Two parts. Yeah. One point and another point about the draft.
Okay.
I'm all in on Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has been part of a rebuilding process as a player and a coach. He went 3-13, 1-15, and Parcells came in. They wound up somewhat of winning seasons, and then he did it in Detroit as a coach. So I'd give him another year or two.
He should get another year, Jerry, not because he necessarily, quote-unquote, deserves it, but I don't know how the heck you could evaluate a coach after one season. It's not right. But
having Justin Fields as your quarterback.
Well, but they also brought in Justin Fields.
They gave him nothing. He had nothing this year.
But he stinks, though. But Justin Fields is not a good quarterback. It's how many stops for Justin Fields now? This is his third team. He can't play the position.
He's done. He's done.
He's horrible. So that's a knock against them. Like, they could have brought in somebody else. I'd have to like go through the list, but there could have been another veteran lottery ticket that would have been a better option. I went through the Rodgers stuff. That was not a Glenn decision. That was a Woody Johnson decision, in my opinion. Woody wanted to fire Aaron Rodgers, and he made Aaron Glenn look like the hero by telling Rodgers not to let the door hit him on the ass on the way out, which was obviously a massive mistake because here Aaron Rodgers is now in the playoffs and the Jets are nowhere.
I think Johnson's the problem to begin with altogether.
But that's a problem that you can't fix.
Hopefully he changes like Dolan does, but we'll see about that.
I think Dolan necessarily changed. He just hired the right people. I think that was
exactly
the other thing, right?
Exactly. My next point is the draft. All right, here's what the Jets are looking at now. With the second pick, you got to hope that either Moore or I like this kid Chambliss from Ole Miss.
Trinidad Chambliss.
Right. You get one of those two at the second pick.
We don't know if Moore's coming out yet, but if he's going to enter the draft. Yeah. But if he does, he's obviously an option for you too.
Right, which is perfect. And I like to see Chad Pennington come in as a quarterback coach to develop these guys. That's a whole other issue. But going with that, now you have a lot of draft picks left. You got a lot of cap space. You can go out and build your defense with your cap space. But now the second issue.
Yeah.
Maybe you go out and you put a big trade together. I don't know what it would take. Maybe two first or three first, and you go get Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins is a free agent. You have T. Higgins and Wilson together. The only problem there is your cap is done. So now you got to build off the draft for the next 2 years.
Yeah, and that's kind of what screwed the Bengals, is like they have all their money tied up in receivers and a quarterback. And look, they've gotten to a Super Bowl and really should have beat the Chiefs again in the championship game. They got hosed by the officials. I mentioned Bo earlier, and look, obviously, if you could get Joe, the next Broadway Joe here, that makes a lot of sense. I pitched Max Crosby as a possible trade target for the Jets. They need players in here. We know that. They need a quarterback in here. I said in August something crazy. And I didn't think it was crazy, but people thought it was crazy. And I said, the Jets are in a prime position this year to tank. And look, I know we're going to try to find a softer word for tank, but at the time, that's all I had. I still only have tank, but we'll get there. We'll find a softer phrase for tanking. But the Jets are in a prime position to build a brighter tomorrow by draft harvesting. And the reason that is the case is because Aaron Glenn is a first-time head coach, or, you know, in his year one with the Jets, and they're not going to fire him after a year. So there's a honeymoon period. And I thought the overall, you know, big plan was to get Arch Manning. Now, Arch Manning, up and down this year at Texas, played a lot better at the end of the year. And I think with another season in Austin, assuming he doesn't transfer, I think you saw a lot from him late in the year, what makes so many people think that he, if he comes out in the draft, would be the number one overall pick. And perhaps this has been the big plan all along. Well, the Mannings won't allow it to happen. Well, we'll have to wait and see. There's certainly precedent for that. But, and the Jets are what they are. We know Eli, they wanted him in New York. They may look at the Jets and go, I don't know. But perhaps they may say, well, it's New York. We don't want him on the Giants because there's too much pressure. Your uncle was a future Hall of Famer. But maybe the Jets are a softer landing spot, but in the great market. We'll see. Maybe I end up being right, and that's what the Jets are doing all along, and they don't take a quarterback here. And they draft whoever, defensive player. And then they have another bad season. Somehow, someway, Glenn keeps his job. That's the tricky part, because two bad years, tough to survive. And then you grab Arch next year. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here, after hours. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the Jets. There's a offensive coordinator in college that a Giant reporter, Jordan Renan, said to keep an eye on here, and I'll kind of connect the dots once I give you the name. That's coming up right here on The Fan. Like I said, Jets, Giants, whatever's on your mind, 888-808-1019, taking you all the way to the warm-up show with Alan Jerry. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019 is a number to call. Two quick things before we get back to your calls. I don't know what the amount of time is to talk about something for spoilers. So I'm a big Stranger Things fan. I know the series finale came out New Year's Eve or a couple days since that. I don't know if I could spill the tea on it, because if you haven't seen it, but you had a weekend. But again, the NFL are pigs and there's 9,000 games, so perhaps you haven't seen it yet. And I have all these takes on it. I want to give all my opinions on it, but I don't want to ruin it for anybody. So I feel like to really dive deep into it, I got to give it another couple of days. But for those of you that have seen it, I'll dance around it. The theory at the end that Mike gives, I agree. And I'll leave it at that. And I think it's lame that the writers did that. That would be my one the dance around it. I think Mike's theory is correct. And I think it's lame that they did that. Now, as far as this other thing that happened in my life last week, it really like hit me like a ton of bricks. Dua Lipa's British? No idea. So I've always heard her sing. And then she did the promo for the Olympics, and I'm like, what? Like, I thought she was from, like, Asbury Park, New Jersey. She's from the UK? Which leads me to this. Speaking of Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown, obviously British, but, you know, she has roles as an actor or actress where she uses an American accent. And a lot of actors do that. You know, they have a British accent, but the role doesn't call for that, so they sound American when they talk because the role is to be American. How come British singers don't sound British when they sing? Shouldn't they have a British accent when they're singing? Like, why does Dua Lipa not sound British? It's a great accent. It's very sexy. And Dua Lipa's awesome, so she doesn't have to sound British. But same thing, isn't Adele British? You wouldn't know it, because when she sings, she doesn't sound British. The Beatles, couple reasons why I didn't use that example, Fleeks. Number one, a little bit of an old reference. Number two, they, I think, sounded a little more British, in my opinion. Like, when they sang some of their songs, Paul McCartney, Lennon, they sounded a little bit British to me. Like, they were on the borderline. Like, I wouldn't be, like, totally surprised if you told me, oh, the Beatles are British. Dua Lipa's British. I've been sitting there for 6 days. This has been driving me crazy. I even went down the Reddit rabbit hole with this stuff, which is, I mean, a place you can never get out of. But I did go down to the bowels of Reddit. And I'm trying to think if I'm the only crazy person thinking this. So I typed in, you know, how come British people singers don't sound British when they sing? And there was a lot of reasons why. None of them which I think really make any sense, but I'm just curious, like, why you don't sound British when you sing. Like, why would you change your accent? And isn't that difficult to do that? Like, if I did a whole entire radio show doing a British accent, that would probably be tiring and exhausting and weird. And then you forget you're British. Like, I've seen interviews with Millie Bobby Brown where her accent goes in and out because she probably forgets she's British. But you're doing that for an acting role. When you're just a singer, sing like you sound like you're from the UK. I don't understand that. Like, for all we know, it wouldn't surprise me, and you heard it here first, if Taylor Swift is British. It wouldn't surprise me. And she's just putting on an act here to sound like she's not for whatever reason. And that's what the music industry is pushing. I don't know. It's eating at me, and I need an answer. And Reddit did not provide enough answers, and it led me down a lot of deep, dark paths, which are not great. You don't want to spend too much time down there. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Tommy, zip your big mouth. First of all, you throw a pair of balls and tell your wife we're not getting the cat. Well, Who the hell wants the cat anyway? Well,
Brett,
get a dog like everybody else.
What do you mean like everybody else? Well, first of all, two things.
Get that out of the way.
Number one.
Who wants a cat? They don't do nothing, man. 20 years they live. They shouldn't do nothing. They're not emotional, man. Come on.
They're not emotional. Of course they are. They're very emotional.
All right, I want to be left alone. Get out of here. They do nothing.
And they're very easy.
They protect you. They're emotional.
Yeah. Okay. They're very easy as far as the roommate aspect. You can leave for a couple of days with cats.
And the idea that get a dog like everybody else. Lazy ownership.
How is that lazy ownership? And by the way, you came in very hot here,
right? You can leave the cat alone for a couple of days. There you go. You put my foot. And before I hang up, Joe Shane's horrible, bro.
He's not horrible. I think he's done a really good job.
With Saquon Barkley, I don't want to see his face anymore. How are these picks? How is he on tonight? And he's not the one that wanted Jackson Dart. That was terrible. Show me on Jackson right now. Shane still signed off on it. Show me.
Okay.
Show me.
Is every position... Brett, don't ask a question. And then when I answer it, you talk over me. Because then you're here to just get yourself over and be a star here on the overnights. That's all you're worried about.
No, that's what you're trying to be.
So you're not letting me answer the question. So ask me the question again, Brett, and then I'll answer it. Go ahead, ask me.
He wants to say, sell me on Joe Shane that we all as Giants fans haven't seen enough of him.
Every position since Joe Shane has taken over has gotten better under his watch. Quarterback, better. Running back room, did you see Saquon Barkley this year? Better. Offensive line, better. Defensive line, better. Linebacking room, better. The team is better. The coaching stinks. Joe Shane has put the right personnel on the field and has gotten better, actually, as he's gone on, trading for Burns, drafting Neighbors, drafting Dart, drafting Scadaboo, building up an offensive line that was horrible prior to him getting here. They have gotten better at every single position since he's come here.
You trust him to get a new coach? You trust this guy?
Yes, I do. And you know what else does? Ownership. Because they're keeping him. So they agree with me, or I agree with them.
I don't trust you, first of all, like I said, with the cat thing.
Well, what is that? No, again, I don't want the cat. I don't want the cat. Do something about it. Brett.
And I'm going to call next week, and you better not have a cat then.
No, I don't respond to terrorists. I don't respond to threats. What is that, a threat? My wife wants to get the cat. My wife wants to get the cat.
So what am I supposed to do?
So
you just said it. I'm allergic. Do what everybody else says. I'm allergic. Come up with an allergy, Tommy.
I've been around cats.
I'm itching. I can't have a cat.
Brett.
I know you just got the allergy.
Brett.
Just pretend.
Brett, I've been around cats before, around my wife, and I didn't break out into hives. She'd know I'm BSing her. I don't want a dog. I frankly don't want a cat. I don't want a gerbil. I don't want any responsibilities. I don't want to grow up. I don't want any of this stuff. But bottom line is, it's happening.
You're going to do it the hard way.
What hard way, Tom? What do I do? Throw her out?
And it's going to disappear. You're going to give it to somebody behind the back and cry and all that.
I'm not whacking the cat. I'm not getting rid of the cat.
I got to go, man.
Yeah.
You better step up. Yeah, bye.
No, you better step up, Brett. I've heard a lot about you. That was not the Brett that I've heard. That was like a C-plus version of Brett. That was pea-shooter Brett. And you're not going to just talk all over me and railroad me. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to have fun. But, like, come on. Get a dog like everybody else. I don't even want to get the cat. Why would I get a dog? Dogs are more work. And the idea that a cat is not loving, I think, is unfair. Now you're going to make me do takes on dogs and cats. Again, if I did politics, I'd be in better shape here. I don't really want to do the takes on the dogs and cats, but I will give this one. Cats are affectionate. You just have to work for their affection. Dogs, you don't. Dogs are the type of pets where the owner can leave, a new owner could walk in, and the dog thinks that it's the same owner. They don't care. They just want a leg to hump and a face to lick. That's it. Where a cat, you got to work for it. Now, I'm getting this stupid teacup cat. It's an aristocrat. I mean, you put it in your purse. I'm basically Paris Hilton. I'm not happy about it. A Gideon, the newest addition to the Lugauer family. I'm not happy about it. But what do you mean step up? Say I have an allergy? This guy wants me to get rid of the cat. How am I getting rid of the cat? I'm better off getting rid of the wife. Why don't I get rid of the cat? I'd probably be better off anyway. I'll have the cat. All right, Brett, I think round one goes to me. We'll let the internet decide, obviously, but I think round one goes to me. We'll have it out again at some point. 888-808-1019 is the number to call here on The Fan. Lugauer in the late night, Lugie late night, after hours. I have so many show names, that's what it's really. So I have Positive Tommy in prime time. Obviously, I had the Lugauer. I have Lugauer for hours. I now have After Hours, and then there's Positive Tommy, and then there's Delusional Tommy or Delulu Tommy, and then there's, you know, the future, the radio station, generational talent. Of course, there's Negative Tommy, which was something created by Bad Tiki, who's not really real. He's like an alter ego to Tiki, AI-generated sentient being. But then there's Negative Tommy, part of that crew, which was like kind of like Dr. Evil's son. In the movie, that's kind of what I think of Negative Tommy. So there's a lot of nicknames. You know, there's you killed this radio station. That's really WFAN Twitter stuff that talk about me. Bad people in there. The same guy that has 9 different accounts. So there's a lot of nicknames. So I forgot the one that I was doing here. Maybe I'll write it down. But it is After Hours, and it is Lugie in the Late Night, and we are here on The Fan, and we will get to your calls in just 1 second at 888-808-1019. Alan Jerry and the Warm Up Show coming up next. 4:49 here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, After Hours. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The game of week 18, perhaps the game of the year, the Steelers beat the Ravens 26-24. Mike Tomlin back in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers back in the playoffs. Rodgers led a go-ahead TD drive late in the fourth quarter, but one of the best kickers in football, Chris Boswell, missed the extra point. Lamar Jackson drove the Ravens down the field after a huge fourth down play to Isaiah Likely. This set up Tyler Loop to play hero, but the Ravens kicker pushed it far right, sending the Steelers to the playoffs. What does this mean for the future of John Harbaugh? Who knows? But we know the immediate future of Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, and that's hosting the Texans in the Monday night game wild card weekend. And it's really fitting that Aaron Rodgers did this, because this is just my speculation. It's been my speculation since the beginning. I think Woody Johnson wanted no part of Aaron Rodgers. Woody Johnson wanted to fire Aaron Rodgers. The Jets head coaching job was not going to come with Aaron Rodgers. He was not part of the deal. And that's why I think a lot of people were not interested, because the only thing that made the Jets interesting and appealing, especially with anybody that had any kind of experience, was Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, some of the young players that they have. They've underachieved. I could be the guy that comes in here and turns this team into a playoff team. Woody Johnson said, whoever gets the job, you got to get rid of Rodgers. That's why they had the stupid dog and pony show where Rodgers flew out here on his own dime. Glenn does the tough guy routine where he tells Rodgers not to let the door hit him on the ass on the way out. They get rid of Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, because Aaron Rodgers is not good enough for the Jets. The Jets are better than Aaron Rodgers. They don't need Aaron Rodgers. Why would they need Aaron Rodgers? He's only a future Hall of Famer, multiple time MVP, Super Bowl winner, still has a lot left in the tank. We don't need him. Fast forward basically a year later, because this all went down around Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are going to the playoffs, and the Jets have, what, 3 wins? They're picking second, and they haven't been to the playoffs, the place the Steelers are going, since 2011, but the 2010 season. And that's why the Jets are in the situation they're in. And what it proved is what Aaron Rodgers needed all along with the Jets, and that's the right head coach. And had Woody Johnson been able to identify what the real problem was, which is Bobby Saleh, when he wasn't tanning or, you know, coloring his beard or texting Beningo, he was not a good head coach. But he was a good defensive guy, and once he was gone, Jeff Ulbrich was even worse. And then this year with Glenn, it's been even worse than Olbrook, believe it or not. Had you hired the right head coach, you kept Adams, you kept Aaron Rodgers, the Jets would be in the playoffs right now. We'd be talking about the Jets in the playoffs because Aaron Rodgers had the same season this year that he basically had last year statistically, but Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing. They have a culture there. They have great coaching, and Pittsburgh is where they are, and the Jets are where they are. Like, the Jets aren't good. Aaron Rodgers is not good enough for us. They're not good enough for us. But you know who Aaron Rodgers was good enough for? The Steelers. One of the best organizations in all football. And one of the most consistent franchises in all football. They scooped Rodgers. I mean, it took a little while, but as it does with Aaron Rodgers, you sit around waiting by the phone for him. But they got rid of Fields. The Jets couldn't wait to pick him up, except he can't throw, which is why would you bring in a quarterback that can't throw the football? And Aaron Rodgers skipped over to Pittsburgh, and now they're in the playoffs. 888-808-1019, and the Jets are where they are, which is nowhere. Let's go to Chris in Monticello. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I came up with a name for Tank Punt.
Yeah.
Maybe the name of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But Chris, I would say this, and I appreciate it. And what Chris is doing, if you're new to the show here, and I know it's different hours, but we've been doing this, you know, for about a month. We're on a mission to find a softer phrase for the word tanking. Because around this time of year, especially in the NFL, but you see it in basketball too, tanking is a big part of the lexicon, and it has a negative connotation. And there are people listening right now, and I'm sure there are hosts on this radio station. I know Tiki doesn't like it. I'm sure Beningo doesn't like it. Boomer, I probably doesn't like the word tanking either. So I am on a mission to find a softer phrase for it. And what I would tell the audience, you can hit me up at Tommy Lou Gower on Twitter, or you can call in as well, is channel your inner Walt Disney when he was talking about Epcot. You know, we're building for a brighter future, a brighter tomorrow. Because if you find a softer way of saying it, it disarms the negativity centered around it. Because it's really not negative. Like, I didn't come up with it. Somebody said Back to the Future, which I can't, you know, market because obviously I'll get a cease and desist. But you're going back to get to the future. And once it hits 88.8 miles per hour, I think that's the miles per hour, you're going to see some serious, you know what? Because you're going back to get to the future. Well, who's going to argue with that? The Giants didn't tank. They went back to the future. The Jets aren't tanking. They're draft harvesting as they strategically plan for a brighter future. Who's going to get mad at that? I wouldn't. That sounds great. Sounds good to me. Sign me up. So we're trying to get rid of that word tanking. We'll get there. It's a quest. I'm like a Frodo Baggins in Lord of the Rings. Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
How about submarining?
Nah, you know, Eddie, again, there's no bad suggestions, but that one's borderline. I mean, it was like about a 6 or 7. It just sounds... Doesn't submarining, does that have like a great, happy, shiny feeling? I don't know, maybe. But when I hear that, I think 6 or 7 out of 10. I'm looking for that 10 out of 10.
All right, well, just gave it a shot. Well,
no,
here,
I mean,
here we go,
you can't
Lou
fault
Gower.
Yourself for the shot. But
I want to give you my year-end grades on the Giants, because you say Shane did above that. First of all, McCarthy would come out of retirement or whatever, get the job, it's going to be his last shot. He's going to want to, you know, dictate who the GM is.
Well,
I would
Mike
think,
McCarthy
but,
is not retired. He was fired, so he's kind of just unemployed. It wasn't necessarily that he was retired. I hear what you're saying, but like technically, it's not like he retired. He's just more
I run it down like this. I give the D backs a D, the linebackers a D, the off defensive line a C. You know, You talk about Carter and Kayvon. The production you get out of those two guys at those two positions where they're picked is almost, you know, null and void.
The offensive line. We could get through all the. We don't have enough time to go through the grading system here, Eddie. But what I would say is that I think it had a lot to do with schemes and coaching. Bowen's awful. Dable awful. Kafka awful. Dable awful as a head coach. Let me be fair there, because I do think Brian Dable would make a great offensive coordinator. There's talks that or reports that he might go to Vegas with Brian Flores, Brady interested. If I were the Jets, I would hire Brian Dable, especially when I have a young quarterback. I think that's where Dable is at his best with a young quarterback. Not a great head coach. Shane Bowen obviously awful as a defensive coordinator. If you had the right DC with this defensive line, it would have been a heck of a lot better. Let's go to Eric in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Tommy. Real quick, I know you're up against it. I'll forego my question because I have two cats.
Two of them?
That's
the problem, Eric.
I have two cats. I have one that just turned 16 and one that's going to be 8. They are very loving, and I am severely allergic, but I have them anyway. So, wow. But I'll tell you.
Wait, you're allergic to the cats severely, and you own two cats?
Well, I mean, they're both my kids. I mean, what am I going to say? No, I mean,
Well, hold on. So you would say they're siblings, the cats?
In a sense, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we took in the older one that my daughter wanted it. And my son took in a cat.
So you didn't like, this was more like a, what do they call them, like a rescue cat? This wasn't like a purchase, what you're saying?
The first one was a rescue, sort of. The second one we got from a litter, so.
Yeah, and Eric, that sounds great, and we are up against it, so we'll get to you next time. If I told you what I'm paying for this cat, I mean, you know. It's a stupid thing with the Persian teacup, and it's fluffy, and it's... my wife wants a cat to never grow up. Well, then move to Neverland. See if the Lost Boys or Peter Pan have a litter, and they'll get you a cat. I don't understand what you want. What are you talking about? You want a cat to never grow up? Like, we had, like, choices. This is when we were going to call the cat Augustus. And my wife showed me the pictures, and she goes, the more expensive one looks like an Augustus. I said, you better pretend that the cheaper one looks like an Augustus. I don't know what to tell you, because I'm not spending more money because you think it looks like an Augustus. I'm already dropping enough on this thing. And I'm not taking on any more. And that's the issue with cats. Where there's one, there's 12. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be the cat lady. Oh, not a lady, but I'm a man, but a cat man. It doesn't really sound as good. You know, the cat woman's better. We'll work on that one. But I don't want to be a cat person. I don't want these things. I'm going to end up, you know, Eric, you sound like a nice guy. I get having the cats, but where there's one, there's 1,000. I know we're going down though, where I'm going to, you know, a year from now, I'll be doing the show and I'll have 45 cats. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs on the other side of the glass. The warm-up show, Al and Jerry, come your way next. I will be back with you later today for After Hours, so I'm handing it off to Jerry now. Jerry will hand it off to me later when he does Rutgers. I'll be on around 9:30 p.m. tonight. We'll talk then. Enjoy the rest of your day. Later.
Sports Radio 101.